Texas General Land Office's 2024 Texas Coastal Roundup. Texas Border Business. Austin, Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham, MD, is pleased to announce that the Texas General Land Office's, GLO, Texas Coastal Roundup was a tremendous success for the Corpus Christi community and the many coastal organizations, including the GLO, who participated in the education and outreach event. An incredible 52 booths were set up on site, and various activities and educational materials were offered to approximately 1,500 attendees. As land commissioner and someone who lived on the coast for over a decade, protecting and preserving our precious beaches is a duty I take seriously, said Commissioner Buckingham. The 2024 Texas Coastal Roundup's resounding success would not be possible without the hard work of the dedicated GLO Coastal staff and all the organizations who showed up and participated. Together, we created a unique opportunity for Texans to learn firsthand how various groups protect our beautiful coastline while having fun. I look forward to supporting the exciting future of this event. I truly hope by conducting events like this, we inspire others to chip in and devote their time and efforts to coastal preservation. To watch the Texas Coastal Roundup video from the GLO and Commissioner Buckingham, follow the link below. Texas Coastal Roundup Video. The Texas Coastal Roundup occurred at the Great Lawn at Water's Edge Park in Corpus Christi and educated Texans and their families about how the GLO works with coastal organizations to safeguard and conserve the Texas coast. Commissioner Buckingham also addressed the crowd regarding the GLO's essential role in coastal preservation. There were educational booths from several coastal organizations where the community interacted with exciting displays. These included a robot dog from the Conrad Blücher Institute for Surveying and Science, a peek at the GLO's Oil Spill Command Center, aquatic touch tanks from Texas Parks and Wildlife's CCA Marine Development Hatchery Center, and a red-footed tortoise from the Texas Sea Life Center. There was also live music performed by Laid Back Texas, food trucks, and fun kids activities.